Have you ever wondered how Jesus as a boy grew up as a carpenter and then became a preacher and a teacher? As Jesus worked in his carpenter shop in Nazareth, news came of a new prophet preaching in the desert. His name was John the Baptist. His message was different as he preached by the River Jordan.
Turn away from your sins and turn to God. The kingdom of heaven is coming soon.
A few months later, Jesus put away his carpenter tools. He left his home in Nazareth for the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. After his baptism, as he came up out of the water, the heavens were opened to him, and the Spirit of God came down in the form of a dove. A voice from heaven said,
"This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
The next day, as Jesus walked by, John the Baptist cried out,
"Look! There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
When two of John's followers heard this, they left from following after John and followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and said,
"What are you looking for?"
"Master, where do you live?"
"Come and see."
The two men spent the rest of the day with Jesus. Then Andrew found his brother Peter and told him about Jesus.
"Peter, Peter!
Where have you been, Andrew? You weren't here to go fishing with me as usual."
"Wait till you hear the wonderful news. Peter, the Messiah has come."
"Are you sure?"
"I have met him and I've been with him. His name is Jesus."
"Oh, I want to meet him."
"I will take you to him, Peter."
And so after that, Andrew found Jesus. He brought his own brother, Peter, to Jesus. Have you ever brought anyone to Jesus? Perhaps this story is helping you to meet Jesus. He came from heaven to earth to tell you and show you how much he loves you. He was without sin, but he was willing to die for you on the cross. There he paid for and took your punishment and mine. Jesus offers you pardon and forgiveness. To all who believe and receive him, he gives the gift of everlasting life. If you want this, just pray after me and invite Jesus into your life. "Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and for giving me your life and for raising from the grave. Please come into my heart right now and be my Lord and Savior forever. Amen."